You were asking the angels.
Oh, yes, for an angel time warp to complete something or to get, you know, to a location. If you're running late, you can always ask for an angel time warp to get there. The first time I ever used one, I was taking Jesse to a therapist appointment clear across town in rush hour traffic. And I had 20 minutes to get there, and that's what it took on a good day, you know, when the traffic was good and it was bumper to bumper. And we made it on time. I don't know how we did it. Well, obviously, angel time warp. And we made it on time. But I've learned to use those when I remember.
What's an angel time warp?
You just ask the angels for a time warp to get you wherever you need to go at the right time, or to complete a project on time. You know, say you have just a few minutes and you need to run in the grocery store. Ask them for an angel time warp to get accomplished what you need to do and get to where you need to be at the right time. Yep. It's just that simple. Ask for their help. And then don't keep looking at the clock, because you've asked for help and you've put that into motion, and every time you look at the clock, you stop that, because your brain's going to get involved and stop the energy.
Interesting.
It's like magic. Of course, if you believe it's not going to work, it's probably not going to work, but you just turn it all over. You know, I'm going to be there at the right time. And sometimes I think that that's the better way to say it, is angels get me there at the right time. When I was driving from Denver to Colorado Springs, which was an hour away for hair appointments, I started asking to just get there at the right time, because I didn't want to get there at the time of my appointment and have to wait 30 minutes because they were running behind. And that, you know, always happens on a hair appointment. So I started asking that I'd get there at the right time. And it didn't matter what time it was, how late I was for my appointment, I would walk in when the other person was getting up. And that worked out great.
I'm going to adopt that.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah.
amazing how that works sometimes. You're 5 minutes late, and the person you're meeting is 5 minutes late.
Yeah. Ask that you get there at the right time, whatever that is. And then just be okay with, okay, now I'm 10 minutes late. Doesn't matter. I'm getting there at the right time.
That feels very flancy to me. You know, she, the kind of thing she would, you know what I mean? She, the right man at the right time, at the, you know, she does all of that stuff, and she encourages, just like you've just said, she encourages you to hand it off to spirit to deal with. In
Yes.
other words, you're letting go. Letting go, letting it be done for you.
Taking
And you know that
the control off.
it is hard to do that sometimes, isn't it, Kate?
Yes, it is. Yeah,
Want
because
to
you
be in
just keep wanting to look at
charge.
the clock and
And we also want to worry a bit. You know, I catch myself in this little bubble of worry, and I think, the hell, I know better. But you know what I mean? It's like a we get
the ego.
well, we also get habituated to worry. Do you know what I mean? It's a habit. It's in our blood, so we've got to
Well,
purge
no, it's
it.
programming. Programmed. Yeah.
It is programming,
Programmed.
but habituation is programming, I
Yeah.
think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Deprogram all the time.
All the time. You know, I
Stay
can't,
alive.
in the beginning, when I was really working at not worrying about things, I would catch myself actually saying, well, I don't want to have to worry about, or
Yes.
any
Even
sentences along those lines, which in
wording.
itself is putting the worry out there. It's re-emphasizing that energy in our bodies that I'm going to worry. And you know, that's, I was talking to somebody the other day, and she was talking about, well, she was all the things she was worried about. And I just said, what does worry do to enhance your life? Because that's what daddy used to ask me. And the honest answer is absolutely nothing. Worry does nothing but make you sick, because we're worrying about something that hasn't even happened yet. Because if it had already happened, we would be in damage control mode. You know, we'd be doing what we needed to do to take care of whatever it was that just happened. we wouldn't be worrying about it anymore because it was already here. So worry is always about something that hasn't even happened yet. And where that focus goes,
the energy
exactly
flows.
What we do. We create. We're queens of manifestation, you know? So we create whatever it is that we're worried about. And that's the last thing we want to do.
Regarding wording, you said something really, I think, that is really important, is that you were worried about it not happening. All right. But the very words, is there another phrase that we can use that doesn't actually even include the word worry?
Didn't Florence say something about worry about something not happening to manifest it?
What did she say?
Didn't she say, well, if you can't stop worrying, use it proactively and worry about what you want to happen? I'd have to go find it. I've been waking up in the middle of the night and trying to calm down, and so I've been reading Florence and I just flip it around. But I saw something where she actually teaches you how to
flip it around
by worrying properly.
Oh, how weird. That's great.
Shifting the energy, that's, and you know, that is what she's all about, is shifting the energy from anxiety to love, to, you know, getting what you want, being what you want, having what you want. It's all about shifting it. Gail, if you can find where that was and send that to me, we'll talk about that specifically next week.
Yeah, that's brilliant, because I think that's a big issue.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry, it creeps up on you.
You know, even, what's that other word? Concern. I'm concerned about this.
Same thing.
It's same thing. Because it's concern is it's an anxiety. It's not a, I'm happy about this. I'm concerned about this. You know, it has two
it's
very.
It's as bad as worry, though.
I'm sorry, what?
I don't think it's as bad as worry.
Well, but it's still a less than love energy. We're still going to, okay, so if worry is way down here and concern is here and love is here, mm-hmm. This is where we want to be. We're still going to create something at this level, and we don't want that. And we definitely don't want the worry part.
But you know what, Kate? Our whole vocabulary is centered around the negative, if you think about it, which is why getting a different vocabulary or turning it around might be some, like forming our own dictionary, so to speak, you know, so that we can counteract mm-hmm. having to use these words that are already habituated in us or imprinted or control system, as Gail was saying, programming, as Gail was saying. I think we can reprogram ourselves.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, using words that actually empower us.
And you know, that's where Florence brings in the affirmations, you know, and it's all about, all of our words are energy containers, no matter what the words are. They're energy containers. And what is the energy that your words are holding? You know, is it something exciting? Is it happy? Or is it something that holds anxiety and fear and resentment or anger? You know, what does the energy container hold? No matter what the word is, because you can say, you know, you can say a four-letter word because you're happy. And it's, what does the energy of the word hold for you? You know, it's weird how magic, if I'm sitting here working on something and I lose it all and I say a four-letter word, he wakes up. And what's wrong? What's wrong? Because he's feeling that energy. It never fails. And it's a reminder to me of the energy that I put out. You know, what energy did I just splatter all over the screen? Well, it was not very good because I was really aggravated. Well, that energy's got to go. Take those deep breaths.
Does that when I get triggered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we have that opportunity to use our chaos flush, breathe through what energy, whatever it is that we're holding, and shift to something that we really want to hold, something that that we can create something better, because we're always manifesting something. We're always taking that energy and molding it into form, no matter what it is, whether it's something that we want and it's wonderful and good, or it's something that we really don't want. And that's where I became, I perfected that, perfected it. If it's something I don't want, man, 20 minutes later, here it is.
That's good.
And if you can do it such a good job at the stuff you don't want, think of how awesome it would be to manifest the things that you do by staying in that energy of excitement and love and bliss, that poise, that state of internal peace that Florence talks about. I have a, I didn't lose it. I have a meditation that I wanted to do with you girls today. It's the Meet Florence meditation. So it's 11 and a half minutes long. So I want to do that before we run out of time for it, so then we can talk about it. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Awesome. Okay. All right. So if everybody would turn off their microphones and their images. Okay. And I'll turn off mine, and I'm going to share my screen so I can, because I don't know how to share the sound too if I don't share the screen. Share sound. There it is.
So we'll begin by quieting our minds. So if you'll place your feet flat on the floor, and with your hands gently in your lap, palms up, please close your eyes and focus your attention on your heart and take a deep breath. And now shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. Embrace things that you're grateful for and feel the emotional fulfillment of gratitude. And ask yourself these questions. Don't try to answer. Just ask, who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, your feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound, or feel it as a sensation. And take a few deep breaths in, and with your eyes closed, allow yourself to experience whatever the angels bring to you. You may see Florence in your mind's eye. You may simply feel her energy. And don't be surprised if you recognize it as familiar. And we begin with a prayer. Father, Mother God, Creator of all that is, we come together in love and light to meet with the loving energy of Florence Scovelshin. We ask that only those of the light be allowed to communicate with us, and we ask for your guidance and support as we open our hearts to experience our highest possible good. In deepest gratitude, amen. So take a deep breath and see before you your mighty oak grounding tree. Step forward and gently touch the bark. And as your hand slips into the tree, lean into it and blend your spiritual beingness into the loving essence of your grounding tree. Your feet mold into the tree's roots and travel through the soils of Mother Earth, down through the rocks, through the clay, down to the core love light at her center. And take a deep breath and feel the vibrant healing energy of Mother Earth as it flows up the roots to your legs, through your body, to your heart. The branches of your tree open wide to the breath of God. Breathe deeply of the healing love of God. Take another deep breath and expand the healing energies of Mother Earth and the love of God within your heart. You are one with God. Now the hand of an angel reaches for you from the other side of the tree. Take the angel's hand and step into the safe space of the angelic realm. You've stepped into a beautiful garden, lush green plants and beautiful flowers welcome you. The angel guides you deeper into the garden where Florence waits for you. She's sitting on a bench, quietly enjoying the sunshine while she waits. Walk over to her. She's very excited to meet with you and hugs you with great affection. Sit down beside her on the bench and get comfortable. Florence wants to share that you've stepped into a magical time. A magical time that's easier to take your power back that you've given away this lifetime and previous lifetimes. It's easier to take it back now. And she's so happy to be holding this space for you to reconnect with the love that is your essence, to help you open your heart to the love and prosperity that is yours in all areas of your square of life. Florence gently takes your hands in hers, and with great love, she asks, "What would you like to know?" This is your time to ask her any question that you have. Allow your heart to be open to whatever she shares with you. And while you sit here on the bench with Florence, talking with her, breathing in her energy and all the love she holds for you, ask her anything you wish to know and allow yourself to take in her answers, her guidance, and her wisdom in whatever way works best for you. This is a beautiful place for you and Florence to get to know each other. Breathe deeply, continue to breathe deeply, and your connection grows stronger and stronger, and it's easy to understand her love, her wisdom, and her guidance. take a deep breath and know that you can return to this place anytime you wish to work with Florence. If you like, set a time and date with her, and she'll meet you here. Now it's time to return to the physical world. Thank Florence and the angels for meeting with you, and walk back to your grounding tree, taking the loving energy of Florence with you. Step into the grounding tree and breathe in deeply, and see the roots of your grounding tree blend with your feet to burrow deeply into Mother Earth, down through the soils, the rocks, through the water, down to the core light of love within her. And take another deep breath and pull that vibrant healing light energy up through the soils of Mother Earth, up through your legs, up through your body to your heart. Step out of the tree into the physical world, fully grounded and holding the love of this experience within your heart. And when you're ready, open your eyes. How is everybody?
Good.
So, was everybody able to experience Florence and her energy?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure it was Florence, but it was lovely. Is this available just as a meditation to download? Because, boy, that sounds like something I would love to do when I'm wide awake in the middle of the night.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's on the membership website.
Okay.
I know it's in the class, the master class that you did.
Okay.
It's there too. Cuz I think that's where I was playing it from. I was playing it from the second one. You were in the first one. I'll go to the first one and make sure it's there, and make sure it's on the website for the membership too. Actually, let me look right now. And then we'll know for sure. So the very first time I did this meditation, before it was a recording, Florence went around the room, actually, to start it with. She went around the room and whispered into each person's ear. I think it was a mastermind. And,
wow,
you know, when you create that space, and you're open, things happen that your brain can't make up. You know, your logical brain just wouldn't even go there. So having that opportunity for her to come and whisper into each person's ear, and then we just did a real meditation where we were able to talk to her for a few minutes. You know, you can stop this if you're listening to the recording. You know, you can just stop it. And, or you can, once you know how to do it, you just do it. You know, you do it in your own time, in your own mind. let me just look here, see if this is there. Yes. Meet Florence is on the membership website under meditations in the soul food. It's under soul food and then under meditations.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when you talk to Florence or Gail, the energy that you were with, did you have a question? And how did you experience that connection with her? Was it something that you could hear her talking to you, or a knowing in your heart, or just that you could see maybe a movie playing out in your head?
I was surprised, actually, with, I like the sitting down on the bench thing. It was kind of nice, getting comfortable. But, you know, this year I've been asking a lot for more information, because feeding the intellect, then you can feed the heart, which is intelligence. So you get the two together. You know, that's my goal at the moment. And as you know, a lot of that is centered around dissipating negative energy. As you know, I have my own way of doing it, but I love your way as well. I think it's brilliant. So I asked her if, first of all, what she thought of it, and then should I continue it? She didn't give me any idea of what she thought of it. She just said, continue. So I said, is there anything else I should be doing? She said, no. That's interesting. But that has been my focus. So it might just be my own mind revolting, you know, giving me back what I want to hear.
Not giving her thoughts.
It was instant. You know, it was like she knew what I was going to ask, and it was like immediately. So I thought, okay, that's good. I've got to do this groundwork. You know, I feel like this is groundwork. You know,
right.
So keep doing it, so to speak.
Well, her not giving you her thoughts keeps from influencing you in any direction.
Yeah, she seemed, my impression was it was just keep doing what you're doing. She didn't give me any other, I didn't get any other direction on what else to do. It was a blank. And I didn't get anything else from her after that, actually. At least in my vision of her.
Okay, awesome. And, you know, she may drop in nuggets of wisdom along the way, you know, when you're doing dishes or you're in the shower, you know, something may pop in that makes sense now that maybe didn't make sense before, or it leads you in a direction to look something up or to integrate something. Yeah.
It's not just the integration, it's the joining of the dots, which is where the research comes in. And I have literally just thrown it out constantly to the universe to direct me where I need to go for that. Because that seems to be important to me, right? Again, I just consider it groundwork. But it also feeds the emotional side, the real intelligence seems to come from not from the head, but from someplace else in us, maybe spirit or what we would call the heart.
Awesome. It's the journey. You know, I think ultimately for myself, I want to reach that. I know that I'm not going to get through all of it. I don't have that many years left. But reaching a place where I feel that intense peace within my heart, you know, there'll always be something else to learn, to understand, but to take the rules of my beliefs and change them to what supports me instead of what sabotages me. And to be able to hold that love energy more often than not.
Hey, in going on from what you've just said about not having many years left, that's kind of like we're all in that boat.
Oh, no, I'm talking 50. You know, I don't want to live another 50 years. You know, I'm looking at that kind of a time frame, not five, you know, not 5 years, but I'm looking at, you know, another 60 years. I don't want to be here another 60 years.
That was not actually about the time frame, but would it be, I mean, I never thought of this before, but would it be appropriate that if we have to reincarnate back onto this planet, that we ask that we come into a nurturing family that actually introduces all of this stuff a lot earlier?
Well, I believe
Does that make any sense? Yes. To me?
I believe that once we pop off the planet, that it's up to us whether we come back. I don't think anybody forces us to come back here. I don't think we're ever forced. I think that it's our decision to come back here and do more, to experience more, to go into that growth. I do believe that, you know, every box we check, every experience that we have that, you know, is monumental, some kind of milestone, we've decided that before we came. You know, like, just autism. Okay.
What was I thinking?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, I needed a few divorces. I needed some really bad relationships. I needed some abuse in my life. You know, all those things, you know, we check all those boxes. We check all the boxes that, you know, we're going to overcome each one of these things, you know, and then sometimes we come back here and we check those boxes that we have no control. Like, I have a friend whose son is in a, I don't know if it's called an institution or a home, but he has to have constant care because he's extremely abusive and violent. You know, those people are really brave. The families, because everyone has to agree to be a part of that before they incarnate here.
Thanks, so when, former self.
You know, just like, you know, Cindy, you and I've had, you know, extreme substance abuse in our families.
Yes.
You know, people that, well, we're tied to.
Yes.
And we decide before we come here that we're going to experience that. You know, JJ, your mom left you very early, and that was a decision between the two of you before you incarnated, that you would do this together and overcome that to be the wonderful person that you are. You know, we can let things that happen to us define who we are through our own choice or not. We can choose something higher. We can choose something better. We all have that power.
So you're saying then that I can't ask the universe to give me a nice cushy home with loving parents. They always have to be abusive because I have to get over something. Is that what
you... No, I'm saying that you can choose that, that all of you can choose that together before you come. Once you're here, you have to choose to overcome that and make it the cushy home. Create your own cushy home. But before you incarnate here, if all of you agree that you're going to have a wonderful life together, then that's what you have. I do think that it we choose the things that we want to overcome. And maybe you came to Earth and you didn't have anything you really wanted to overcome that was, you know, devastating and traumatic. Maybe you did want to come and just kind of skate through and just enjoy life. I have to believe that the things that we choose are the things that happen to us are our own choosing. You know, when when I had Romberg's disease, you know, and it killed the fatty tissue in my face, and I looked like a skeleton half side of my face for, you know, from 4 to in my early 20s. And then the surgeries didn't fix it. It was hard to accept. But when I looked at, I chose that for some reason, then it wasn't so hard. Because far be it for me to figure it out now, but then it was a good idea. And for some reason, I thought that I needed to do that. And maybe it was just to do stuff like this and be with other people. And when they feel that they have things about themselves, they don't want others to look at, there are ways to cope with that that maybe they hadn't figured out before. I don't know. I guess when I pop off the planet, I'll figure out what my state of reasoning was before I came in and check that off, not doing that again. You know, but, you know, we decide on whether we're going to be thin or we're going to be heavy, or, you know, we have 6 marriages in our life, or we have none, or we have 10 kids, or we have none. You know, who's going to come along the way to help us? You know, I got this little guy here. who brings so much laughter to my life that just wouldn't be there without him. And he agreed to come back too, twice. So we check the boxes, I think, before we come here. And some of them are horrible and traumatic, and some of them are just wonderful. And when I can believe that, then the physical life here isn't so hard. Because somewhere along the line, I had a line of thought that this was going to be a good thing. So does anyone else want to share what they experienced with Florence?
Well, I anchored the garden and the garden seat. So I think it'll be much easier to get there because I have a real vision of what that is in the tree.
Okay, awesome. You know, as we were listening to that, I thought, gosh, am I never going to shut up so we can just talk to Florence? So, you know, you can pause the meditation at any time when when you're ready to talk to her and just allow things to happen. Last night I did an energy session with a lady, and Archangel Michael came in. I have never seen Archangel Michael so clearly. Ooh. Oh my gosh. It was 4K. It wasn't even just 3D. It was 4K. So clear. Did not expect that at all. I mean, to the point of being able, you know, I mean, I could see his hair was long and curly, a little curly, and muscles. I could see his, he had a tattoo. I didn't know angels could have tattoos. He had a two on it, on his left bicep. Is this a bicep? He had it right here. I didn't see what it was, but it was like, whoa, did not expect that. But I just let it happen. So I could see what I could see and understand whatever it was that he was wanting us to understand with this communication. So just be open to how your angels and guides, the light beings, bring information to you. You know, JJ, you're on this mission for information. And there are definitely, you know, light beings who are working with you to bring to you the information, because it's more than
on the physical plane, because I still don't have my shell.
Oh
no, truly, I was really surprised. I don't think they want me to concentrate on that.
Mm-mm.
No. Just it's information right now.
Let it come. Just let it come.
It'll come eventually, but. I don't need any material things. I'm actually lucky that way at the present time. So this is a good time for me to not concentrate on material things. It's I want enough information to understand. It's not just information for information's sake. It's to understand our position, understand everything and anything, especially our universe. But also how to understand why the planet is the way it is and what the mechanisms are that keep it the way it is. Mm-hmm. So I ask very specific questions, and I get, and actually I have quite a large library, but sometimes I've bought a book and I put it on the shelf and I forget it for 10 years, mm-hmm. you know, and then I just get directed to it. It's amazing.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes mix the questions up. You know, you have, when we get, we'll ask a question, and I've done this so many times, I'll ask a question of what I want and I don't get an answer. And so I reword the question, and the more I reword the question, I get to what it is I really want to know. And then the answers come, the information comes. So it's about realigning your question every so often to get to a deeper quest for information.
Well, as you and I both know, and all of us here know, that Florence's work isn't just about material things, it's about transforming us.
Oh, absolutely.
it's an evolution, actually, away from very basic to something that's more empowering for us. And we know that, well, you know, that basically is getting to the poise part of our existence. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's all about the energy within us. You know, the material things, you know, drinking out is something that keeps my eyes cold for 24 hours. I love that. But it's about being in that, how much I love this, and I don't even have this. And then this manifests. You know, it's about being, not even wanting something, but you're in that energy of peace and love and bliss of all that is, and to where you're, when you breathe in oxygen, it's like you're just floating everywhere. You're a part of the energy of the planet. And then you have a thought of something that, oh, wow, that would be wonderful. And then it manifests.
Well, that gives you knowledge that you otherwise wouldn't have when you can do that. Because that knowledge has been carefully kept from humanity, actually, because that's empowerment.
Well, it's discouraged. It's discouraged. They can't keep it from us because we all have that ability within us, but people don't understand that they do.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, exactly right.
We can be, do, and have what... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, love, but... Just going on from that, because it's important, is, and I think I've mentioned this before, but we should be teaching this in kindergarten to our children. If we had a different planet, they would do this.
Well, Unity and probably other New Thought churches do.
Oh, that's lovely. I'm glad they do.
Yeah. I gave Jessie the complete works of Florence's teachings when she was in the fourth grade. And she, one of her favorite sayings to me was, well, what would Florence do about this? and now.
What would Jesus do, right?
Yeah. What would Florence tell you about this? Or she was really good at pointing out to me, you didn't ask your angels for help on this, did you? Because I messed it up, whatever it was. But, and now she doesn't even talk to me about this stuff. Her little boy's not sleeping well. He's now in a big boy bed that from his crib, it's, you know, reconfigured to a big boy bed. And he wakes up at 4:30 in the morning. So they're getting up at 4:30 in the morning. And I told her, I said, you know, when you were little like that, I would sprinkle you with fairy dust, you know, this kind of fairy dust, and just sprinkle her with fairy dust. And then I would Reiki her. Even before I was a Reiki practitioner, I read up on what you do. It's just the love, you know, love and intent. And I was, you know, sharing that with her. And, Mom, I got to go. I'm like, okay. And I've tried to bring it up a couple times. And I'm not going to bring it up anymore. Because she doesn't want to talk to me then.
It may hit her later. You know, yeah. You plant the seed and that's all you can do.
That's all I can do.
What was her partner like with regard to Florence? Was she supportive or was she belittling or neutral?
Don't really even know. Combative, it was the first word that popped in my head. Combative about really anything that's... Well, you know how narcissists want to separate you from people who care about you.
Oh, yeah.
So there's that. But when she hurt her wrist doing something, I made her a bracelet that had used healing gemstones. She brought her rear end right over to my house to pick it up. And she wore it until I think she broke it. So, you know, I think that a lot of people, when it suits them, you know, this is a go-to. And when it doesn't suit them, then it's not. And I'm not sure where Jessie stands. But I just keep talking, you know. Here to support, here to listen. And just, you know, instead of when I feel a worry about her coming up, who don't go there. That's the last thing in the world she needs, is to feel that kind of energy. So just infusing her with love. And even if I don't think she's making the best choices, she's fully capable of making good choices. So that's the energy that I hold. And she always rises to the occasion, you know. But I from the observer, I feel like Landon is picking up her anxiety energy, and that's why he's not sleeping.
Oh, absolutely. Children will do that.
Mm-hmm.
How old is he?
Yes.
Three.
Oh, yeah.
Three.
Well, he's still in need of being held, love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a magical child advocate, Joseph Chilton Pierce. I've recently just been reading Evolution's End by him, and it's... a lot of it is still to do with, you know, still on about, well, that is his specialty, about early childhood. Yeah. Well, anyway, I've got very strong opinions about that.
Yeah.
With good reason.
About them, you can read his work, because it's brilliant. He's one of those, he's really good at understanding that particular issue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, ladies, this has been wonderful. Oh, my gosh. It's so good to see all of you. You guys are so beautiful. So beautiful. You can download that meditation we did today and, of course, stop it at any time so that you can, you know, visit with Florence. And it's all about intention, you know, and just allowing to be whatever happens. Don't put a limit on what she can say or what she can do or what she can show you. You know, she may take you somewhere. You never can tell. A lot of times people will tell me, I don't understand how you have these visions or you see these things, but I just don't put any limit. I don't put any limit on it. I just let it happen. One of the first times that I asked to meet my, what is that guide? Ezra. His name is Ezra. My master teacher. My master teacher guide, I asked to meet him, and I was sitting outside and it was really hot. I was laying out back when I could do that. And I had this vision of him. Whoosh, he just came in and he was standing there in this monk's robe, and he had long hair. You know, they all have this gorgeous hair, and he's so smoking hot. Oh my gosh. And I wonder sometimes if they do that just to get my attention or if that's really what they look like. But anyway, he's standing there and he's in this monk's robe, and it's like, you know, 90 degrees out there in the sun. And I'm like, aren't you hot? And I saw this swirl of energy. And then he was standing there in a polo shirt, shorts and flip flops with his hair pulled back in a ponytail. And he goes, is this better? And I said, well, you look cooler. And because that happened, I had no questions. I had nothing to say to talk to him about, you know, because it was like, whoa. But I just allowed it to happen. And that's what pops up, because, you know, your human brain wouldn't even go there. It just wouldn't even go there. You're wanting to talk to a master teacher or an angel or an archangel or a light being of infinite intelligence. Your brain wouldn't even go there. So when it happens, you had no limits. You just let it happen. And you experience what you experience. And sometimes they're so remarkable that there's no way you're going to forget it. That memory's always going to be there. And then you have that comfort level to go talk to them again and again and again and ask them whatever you want to ask and just be open to their response.
Okay, we were going to discuss next week something that we're going to look up. What was it?
Gail was going to look up where that Florence was talking about.
I want to say it was something like worrying about having more money than you can manage.
Oh. And I'll do
that kind of thing. If you're going to harness money, if you're going to harness worry, do it just something like that, that you have more of what you want than you can handle.
Interesting.
But I will try to find it. But that's what I'm thinking was the gist of it.
Okay. I will do a search too in her books because I have them all in one document and I can do a search and see if I can find it too. And I'll let you know if I can't find it. Which book, do you know which book you were reading?
No, because I have them 4 in 1 volume and I just, you know, flip through it.
Yep. I understand. Okay. Awesome. Maybe if you can remember what you read before or after it, if she was telling a story, particularly, you know, specific, let me know, give it a thought, and I'll do my research too. And we'll talk about that next week. Okay. Well, you guys all have a lovely week. And if you need anything, reach out because I'm here. I'm frozen in. I love you all. Sending you lots of love and healing energy and have a wonderful, wonderful week.
You have a wonderful week.
Stay warm.
Okay.